Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings, Ma'al-Hotep. Welcome to another segment of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and as usual, we are always very, very pleased to be able to broadcast to you and be with you live and in living color. Tonight's program is one that we almost regret having only in the context of another one of our children, another one of our people have been murdered. And it's going to be really interesting to see the type of response that this gets in the next week or so. Needless to say, we are very sorrowful, and we send our love and condolences to the family of the young sister. You know, it's really insane, but at the same time, we know that this situation is only going to increase now because that is the climate in which this country is in. And particularly, we've been talking about it here at New Day Resurrection Liberation, when we talk about the fact that the increase of our women and girls, the murder, the rape, the molestation, etc. We've been talking about that over the past couple of years, and we are now seeing it. The things that we are hearing that are happening to our sisters, we did not hear these things happening like that before. And certainly, unfortunately, it is the projection that we will be hearing a whole lot more of these types of situations. Well, tonight we are going to talk about that and then some. But before we do, we always give thanks and praises to our Creator. And we do so tonight as heartfelt as ever. And, of course, we are always very appreciative of our freedom-fighting ancestors. Tonight, let's see, where do I want to begin? We're going to talk with a brother who is based in Detroit, a brother who is very well known, especially via through the internet. Those who listen to, or not listen to, but read often, something called the Pan-African View. We're going to talk with the brother who has been, you know, very progressive, very productive, providing information to our people for quite a while. Brother's name is Abayomi Azikiwe. And he does the Pan-African News Wire. That's the name of the publication or the online kind of information source that has been out for quite a while, and it does a fantastic job. Well, we're going to talk with him tonight. Again, he lives in the Detroit area, and so he's going to give us a direct report on what has happened. And, of course, the funeral for this young sister was yesterday. This young sister was 19 years of age, and for those who did not get the story, the information, well, let me just say that, a young sister was murdered last week. She apparently had some difficulties with her vehicle, and as a result, she also was having problems with her telephone, and in reaching out to get some help for the problem that she was having with her vehicle, she was murdered. 19 years of age, her name, Renisha McBride. And again, her funeral services was yesterday. At this point, no one has been arrested. Okay? This is, you know, this is incredible. How do you shoot someone, kill them, shoot them in the head, and no one has been arrested? I mean, this is just absolutely insane. But living in America, we all know that this is what it is, and unfortunately, this is what has happened. Before we go any further, we do have some comments, I think, from all of you. So we're going to bring on Brother very, very shortly. But before we do, we want to also let you know that we have Dr. Randy Short joining us a little later on as well, who is going to give us some information about research that he recently has done. And that research has to do with eugenics, a topic that we also talk about here. And certainly it's going to be, for some, I won't say shocking, but certainly interesting, when we talk about how some of the black leaders during the early 1900s about literally supported eugenics. Margaret Sanger's eugenics and any other eugenicists, we have black so-called leaders who supported that. Well, that's going to be very interesting to hear about, and we will hear about that tonight when we talk with Dr. Randy Short. So we're going to do that, and again, we're going to talk very shortly again with Brother Abayomi Azikiwe. And, of course, he, too, is going to give us the report on Detroit, the sister, the young sister who was murdered. Before we do that, we're going to go to our line, and we want to hear from some of you. We have a few folks that have some comments, and we're certainly going to open up the lines a little later on because we definitely want to hear what you have to say about this situation. So we're going to go to caller. You're at 6100. Do you have a comment or something you wish to share with us tonight on this topic of violations of our women and girls, or particularly this incident that has happened in Detroit? Do you have something you wish to share with us? Again, you're at 6100. Your mic is open.
Yes, my sister, this is Sister Dunning again. Sister Dorothy from Mississippi.
Yes, Dorothy, how are you?
Fine, looking forward to the shows. I just can't wait to get on to make comments and enjoy listening. You know, I just recently found out about your show. You had me on, and I just can't wait. But my comment is tonight is I saw the news about the young lady was being killed, and I don't understand how you could go and knock on a door and then you beginning to leave. From my understanding on the news, that they said the young lady was beginning to walk away and she was shot in the back of the head. Am I correct or not? But I can quote another case, and it happened in Texas, and it was a doctor. It was a black doctor. His son was into an incident with some boys, three white boys, and one of the white boys, the three boys came to the house, white boys came to this doctor's house and came with a gun and threatened to kill the doctor's son on the doctor's property. The doctor told them to leave, and they wouldn't leave. The doctor went in and got a gun and shot one of the boys. Do you not know that doctor, who they say that they use to stand your ground, do you know that doctor's in prison today, a black doctor?
Wow.
So they have double standards. So I don't see how that this child can go and knock on the door and be shot in the back of her head and nobody's been arrested. And I want to know who killed her. Was they white? Was it white? I want to know. I hadn't seen no face or nothing about who killed this child.
Right.
So you're hearing the story, but go
ahead. That's right. The reports that we got is that it was a white person that shot her.
I knew that when they said it was no arrest. I figured it. And I want to know if I'm correct that the child was turning and walking away.
Well, we're going to hear a report very, very shortly.
Sister, that makes me outraged. And you know what's the saddest part and the frightening thing of all? As a black mother with three sons, posing my child's car breakdown, posing mm-hmm. my child's phone is not working,
mm-hmm.
and my child is out in the middle of nowhere. He can't even go to nobody's house to
That's
ask
right.
for help. That's sad.
That's right. It is.
You will lose your
Extremely.
Life. But if its shoe was on the other foot, just like I said, I just quoted you an accurate fact. In Texas, a doctor prison, three white young men came to his house with a gun. He was protecting his son and protecting his home, and he's in prison today. And this young lady is dead, and nobody's been arrested. And it come from people of color are keeping silent. Not all of us, but the ones who really can make a difference and say something, nobody is saying nothing about it. And this child's brains
right.
is blowed out. Because we got other people who are Afro-American people who are in higher power, my sister, who can go and speak out against this child being shot in the back of the head. And nobody, they are not speaking out because they don't want to lose their shows. They don't want to lose their money or nothing. But when it happened to you or someone in your family or their family, then they'll want to speak out. Because
That's
it's just
right.
like me concerning my granddaughters. I never knew the depth of adoption and didn't know what was going on. Then when it happened to me, it have caused me to do a radio show, a blog talk radio show. It have
mm-hmm.
caused me to speak out and not be silent. And I'm just not going to keep silent anymore. It's sad.
Right.
It's sad, and we need to do something about it.
Well, my sister, that is why we are having this dialogue tonight. And, again, for our radio program, it's not just about conversation. It's about action, and that's what we're going to do. So with that said, you know, I want you to stay where you are. We're going to go to another
caller.
I am. Wow. We're going to go to another caller, and I just had something strange just happen a few minutes ago. But anyway, let's see. You stay right there, my sister, okay? And we're going to go to another caller, and we're going to come back to you, and we definitely will have the brother on very shortly who's going to give us a full report. So, Sister Dorothy, you stay right there.
I will.
All right. Thank you. Okay. You know what? We are having some difficulty, so I want you all to stay right there for a moment because for some strange reason, we are having a technical problem. If we get disconnected, family, just please hang in there with us because there's something going on with our boards and... Wow. Please stay right with us. We're going to try to get that straightened out in a few moments. In the meantime, we're going to go to caller. You're at 3217. Okay. We just had something's going on with our boards, and I think we're going to get disconnected. But please tune back in because we're going to try to reconnect in a few moments. It looks like we may not be able to get back on until 11. A technical error has occurred. We repeat, a technical error has occurred, and we will resume at 11. Oh, my goodness. Look what has happened here.